T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Right now, we were talking to Dan McCabe last night, and I was saying how, you know, we're moving things around a little bit to get Dan onto the show. And Dan has some great, great information out there now about some wonderful success stories. He just did a doggone recovery that you can't believe. So we asked him if he could join us for a few minutes on the phone this morning. So let's say good morning to Dan McCabe. How are you, Dan? How's everything going?
Doing great, Steve. How are you?
Good. It looks like you're not getting much sleep lately. You're out there chasing dogs in the middle of the night. I mean, what the heck are you? What are you doing out there? The picture you sent me was incredible. Why don't we just let's start with that story about one of your dog star dogs. Someone had actually adopted one of your rescues, and then the dog got out. You obviously know the story a lot better than I do. So bring us up to speed on this recent recovery.
Yes, we have a part of our organization is Doggone Recovery, and they generally provide services to the community of finding people's dogs and helping them rehome them, get them back to their original home. But in this case, it was a dog star dog that we had adopted out. This dog was in a bad spot. It was in a hoarding situation, and we took it into the rescue. It was, you know, it was somewhat scared and, you know, not very well socialized and all that. So he got adopted. He was in the home for about a week, and then he got out, and he ran, and he just took off, and nowhere to be found. So Doggone Recovery got involved and, you know, put out posters, put out police, Facebook, all that stuff, and they tracked the dog for a period of time, and this just continued on. It was actually started way in Simsbury, and then it came through. There were sightings, and ultimately the dog was sighted almost a month later, eating out of a compost pile in Canton, in the hills of Canton, in the middle of the woods.
So not so. Where did you originally track it from?
From Simsbury on the kind of the west side of Simsbury, and it went. And it was probably it had been spotted 5 to 10 miles from where it actually originally came from. So it was running a lot.
On the line with us right now is Dan McCabe, and just another incredible rescue out there. So not only do you rescue animals, rescue dogs, and put them up for adoption, but you even rescue the ones that go up for adoption and get out.
We rescue the rescuers.
Keep rescuing multiple times. I love it. Hey, Dan, can you hang on for a second? We're going to take quick break and get some stuff out of the way, and then we'll come back and we'll continue our conversation with Dan McCabe. Dog Star Rescue, Doggone Recovery, DS4V. Get a dog for one of your veterans in your life, and he's there to take care of you and just give you that unconditional love. Yeah, Dan is like kind of a warm, fuzzy guy himself. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more on WTIC News Talk 1080. And we are back speaking with Dan McCabe. Let's see if we got him here. Good morning, Dan. Are you still with us?
Yes, I am, Steve.
All right. Now, so tell us, you found this dog. Now, how did you approach it? How did you actually, what kind of, how far did you have to go to capture it? I mean, what did your team have to do to kind of get the dog to trust them enough, or did you trap it, or what did you do?
Yeah, ultimately it was coming back to this same area almost on a daily basis. So there was food being put out and like a feeding station. So it was getting used to being there. So ultimately it was so afraid nobody was going to, you know, it wasn't going to come up to anybody. So we have in Doggone Recovery have traps, and we had what we call a kennel trap, which is kind of a fenced in area, and the dog can walk in. And we, you know, it trips the trigger and the door shuts behind it.
All right. So now I know you got all kinds of people out there. Picture guys in combat that are covered with black tar on their face and they're crawling around and they got infrared goggles. I mean, this is your Dog Star recovery people. They go right over the top. Dan, when you finally caught this dog, do you know what the dog's name was? Did he have a name yet, or does he have a name?
Yeah, he has a name, but I don't want to put it out there because we're not going to put him up for adoption yet. We want to make sure he's in a good spot, and we've got to vet him a little bit. Okay. I'll tell you why, but.
Okay, good. No, I understand that. I like that. You know, no problem with being anonymous. I'm all for that. What kind of shape was this dog in when you got it, and what's involved with bringing him back and hopefully being able to get him adopted out again?
Yeah, he was skinny to start with, and he's a labish type dog that size. He was you could see from 30 feet away, count his ribs. I mean, he was living and he didn't have much to eat. So, we looked in the trap. He was a little bit, scared and all that. His face was covered with porcupine quills, ticks everywhere, just really horrible. A month in the woods will do that to a dog, I guess.
It's incredible that he survived that long and that you guys were able to get at him. You know, this is when we were speaking yesterday, Dan, we were talking about how this time of year it's like the ultimate time to get a puppy, to bring in a dog. I mean, everybody, it's springtime. They want to get outside. They want to exercise. I know everybody is really, really jamming. What about I want to talk about the adoption event you have coming up. But before we do that, how far do I go before I say, I got to go to your Facebook page, I got to contact Doggone Recovery, and take us through the process? I know it's going to probably be different from time to time, but if my dog gets out today, how long do I try before I contact you, and then how long before, just average, before you guys and your volunteers are able to kind of hit the ground running?
So I would say you would know your dog. So, you know, if your dog just runs over to the neighbor's house or something, you know, that's fine. But if this is a new dog or a dog that, you know, will run, we almost would like to know immediately, because we will give direction on how to do certain things. And we put clothes out, beds out, and do what you would call bake and burn. But there's a bunch of different strategies to keep the dog close to the house. And that has to be done really quickly.
Yeah, I know. We just have a puppy that we're dealing with right now at the house, and 6 months old and fast as lightning. And we just brought the dog in from the Connecticut Humane Society. The other day the door was open and the thing went 1,000 miles an hour. And God bless Angela. She did a full body drop on a cement porch and got the dog screamed. But I wouldn't even imagine that dog wouldn't even know how to come to the name at all anymore. So I'd be on the phone when I'd be on the Facebook page with you guys right away. So before I switch over here, if people want to get more involved with Doggone Recovery, or if they want to volunteer, if they want to become part of your team or just learn about it, what do we do? Where do we go? Facebook?
Yep. It's easy. Just, you know, Mr. Google or Ms. Google. And it's Connecticut Doggone Recovery, or you can go to dogstarrescue.org. We have a tab on the place there, and it just goes right to the page, and the page is set up to report missing dogs. It's really easy, and it's quick. And I know people are panicked when it happens, so we made it so simple to just put the information in, and we'll contact you very quickly.
Yeah, it's amazing. And if you go on Facebook and you see some of these stories, it's just so powerful. And I do love, I mean, it's like the Mounties. We always get our dog. I mean, you guys, you got a pretty good batting average, too, as far as how many that you recover out of the ones that get reported to you, right?
Hundreds a year, honestly, Steve. It's pretty crazy.
And how many volunteers do you have? I mean, I'm sure it fluctuates, but how long would you say is the average amount of time if you guys do have to come into my neighborhood and get started? I know you put up signs and all this kind of stuff, but how what's the average amount of time before you guys are able to really start looking?
It depends on the dog, of course, but we will start looking immediately. The signs go up. You know, we have a format for the posters and all that. We know exactly how to do it. We help, and hopefully the dog owner will help as well. And we put them up in the right communities. Some communities don't allow it. And we know all the rules. And so we'll take very quick action. And ultimately, We want this the quicker, the better, because the dog may stay in the area and it's easier to catch if it's not running miles.
Well, I think it's awesome. And as we've spoken about before, DS4V, Dog Star for Veterans. And I know you've had a lot of success in that area, too. I mean, it's just, again, I can find out more about that, because that's a situation where if you have a veteran, it's about getting them a companion animal, a companion dog, for half price if they're an honorably discharged veteran, or you take care of the cost if it's a disabled honorably discharged veteran, right?
That's absolutely correct. And with that, honorably discharged disabled, that we will also provide training, companion dog training, not service level, but it's some training.
Well, it's all about the love. We've said this before. I mean, with all the years I've been involved with the Connecticut Humane Society, you know, it's I went to a seminar recently in a workshop, and they said all dogs are therapy dogs, it's just most of them freelance. And I thought that was perfect. All right, so you guys are leading the charge out there, and of course with the Connecticut Humane Society, we love the relationship that we have with you. And I know I spoke to Kitty over there, and she was just going on and on. Dan McCabe, he's great. We love working with Dan, so that's cool with me. And I know they enjoy when I'm talking to you about the things you've got going on. So you got a big adoption event going on today. Tell people how they can go out and become part of the Dog Star family.
Yeah, first they should fill out an application online. If they've done that and get in a pre-qualified position to adopt from us, our adoption event is 12 to 2 today, and it's at our headquarters at 12 Tolby Road in Bloomfield. So it's right next to the Hooker Brewery. And we'll have, I don't know, probably 40-ish dogs there available today from 12 to 2.
Now, is there a big transport coming up or about to come up? Because I know we're involved with that with the Connecticut Humane Society, too. Is there one being flown up here or what?
Yes, we have. That one, we didn't get any dogs off of that one. We had another situation where we took a bunch of dogs, and so we were kind of jammed up. But it just continues, honestly. So we're saving. The Connecticut Humane Society is great as well. They're doing a lot of work.
Now, can I mention the thing about the vehicle yet? Or are we not mentioning it? Or what's the deal with that? I know we had this vehicle that we had down at Katrina, and it was doing a lot of rescue work. And throughout the years, we've done a lot with it. And then we happened to join forces. Somehow our paths collided. What's going on there?
So it was wonderful. Yeah, Connecticut Humane Society, again, a great organization. So we ended up, Dogstar purchased the vehicle for a great price, and we basically partnered with Connecticut Humane Society, and we took the vehicle and we freshened it up a little bit, and we put Dogstar on it. Now it's back in use and running good, and it's wonderful. It's a completely set up vehicle for transporting dogs. It was a surgery center in the back of the vehicle, so it's really nice.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's great. We always had it up there on Russell Road, and we used to always say, you know, we got to get this thing out and about. And it really was a war wagon down at Katrina for weeks, and they had to rebuild it when they brought it back because it was rescuing a lot of dogs down there. There were bodies even floating in the water. We got down there right after Katrina hit. I say we because I've been a volunteer with them for a long time. I just don't get my hands dirty. And thanks to Don Cusson, I know they worked on it a lot. And this is, now it's screaming red, all kinds. Who did your wrap on there? Can we say who did the wrap?
It was actually a company out of Boston.
Boy, it's absolutely beautiful. It really, really looks great. It's a wonderful billboard. Wherever you take it, people are going to love that. And again, Dan, before I let you go, this is Dan McCabe. He's the owner of Dog Star, which became DS4V for Veterans and Doggone Recovery. I mean, just go to Dog Star on Facebook, and that'll give you a great starting point. And if I know you've got 12 to 2 today at your home base in Bloomfield. Can I also come out there during the week if I want, Dan, and take a look at what you have? Or can I stop by, drop by, or how's the setup out there?
Yeah, we love to have people come around. It's really by appointment during the week, and if you have a particular dog you're interested in, all that, if you want to be a new volunteer, you're welcome. We're 100% volunteer based, so we'd love to have you, and we'll show you around.
Well, I tell you, I think it's terrific. And my Kathy and my sister Kathy Morgan and her husband Jack have been volunteering, and they've been doing some fostering. Some of the fostering is wild, but it's great. And there's just so much love, and these animals need so much love, and it's all because Dan and his crew had such big hearts, and we really, really appreciate everything that you're doing, Dan. And just keep the lines open. You know, I know anytime we can help you out, let me know. Okay.
All right. And if you want to go on riding on that bus, just give me a call.
Oh, man, are you kidding me? I want to drive it. All right. I don't know if they'll let me do that. All right. Thanks a lot, Dan. And let's talk again real soon, okay?
Thanks, Steve.
You got it, man. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.